winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 64 of Look Up in the Sky. Not that many topics this week, but the topics that do have are significant and they're big. So let's get started, shall we? Alright, well, the first topic, this is probably the smallest of the topics. This one, Vittimer has a villain, Carnage. That's going to be the villain. He's a murderer, he's a psychopath, he's a great villain for reading all. Venom movie. The question is this Venom movie, does it take place in the MCU? That we don't know. We'll find out eventually, but until then, I kind of hope it doesn't. But who knows? Okay. This next topic is amusing. Are you ready? Okay. Han Solo is supposed to come out next May, right? They've been filming since January. The end of June, so they've been filming for 5 or 6 months. But earlier this week, the director of Han Solo, got fired on Tuesday. Over creative differences. In turn, how they were making it too funny and too much of a comedy. Han Solo had comedic elements, and it shouldn't be pure comedy, right? Okay. So they got fired. The next day, Lucasfilm and Disney hired Ron Howard to take over three movies in there. filming. And then we're going to take a break, and then there's a planned reshoots already. So, we're going to finish filming. Ron Howard is going to go in there with Lawrence Kasdan and Kathleen Kennedy. The producers are Han Solo, and the three of them are going to work on this movie. They're going to edit, they're going to take what they want, they're going to touch what they don't want, and then they're going to do some reshoots. And hopefully, next May, we get a pretty good Han Solo movie. Now, like I said, the directors, Lauren Miller got fired because they were thinking too much of the movie. They were improvising too much. I get when they were fired. What I don't understand is if the producers found out about this, why did it take so long for them to do anything? Well, turns out the person who brought the attention to the producers who said, hey, guys, I don't think this is a movie that we should be doing. It's an actor who's playing young Han Solo. Alden Ehrenreich, I think his name is. I might be pronouncing that wrong, but the point is, the actor spoke up, and all the producers got together, asked the Twickness painter if he could put together the Twickness that normally had a vision, that this film had a vision, and apparently they didn't in a long. So after the Twickness, in comes Ron Howard. Ron Howard is a safe director. He's a great director. He's been around Lucasfilm for a long time. And I think he's a Star Wars fan. So I feel very comfortable with Ron Howard directing the Han Solo movie. And hopefully it will come out okay. On the TV side of news, a new Game of Thrones trailer came out. And boy, was it epic. This season looks like it's going to be one giant battle. I'm guessing it's everyone for Cersei. We'll see. I think by the end of the season, I think that war is coming down. I think it is going to pave way for 2 years when the final season hits. And it's finally everyone against the White Walkers. Winter is coming. Winter is almost here. Can't wait for these next 2 seasons of Game of Thrones. Epic. 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 Wonder Woman continues to do really well in the box office. She's dropping off a little tiny bit each week. Keeps making money, keeps making money. I think it just passed Batman v Superman domestically. It already passed Suicide Squad. It passed Man of Steel. WB has a bonafide hit on their hands. Hopefully they could continue this. Hopefully the Justice League is going to be good. And hopefully there's a new chapter in the DC Wonder Brothers book. God, please, please, let them be good from now on. What else? There's a little information for you about my podcast. I started a new podcast show every Friday. I'm going to be talking box office predictions. I'm going to give you what I think is going to win at box office. I'm going to give you my top 5 guesses. And we're going to do that every Friday. Alright? Let's have some fun with that. And I think that we'll do it for this Look Up in the Sky episode. Like I said, not that many topics. But the topics I did have, missing from the Han Solo topic, I wanted to talk to you about, and I guess I did. Thankfully, we have The Last Jedi before Han Solo. And the real question is, with all this trouble with Han Solo, and it is a little bit troubling, okay, will Disney decide to push Han Solo back from May to December? Who knows? Right now, I don't think there's any ginormous opening up in December 2018. So they have that option. I don't think they will, though. I think they will just stick to May. Unless they just realize, hey, too much shit has been down, it's not all over in the Han Solo movie. But I don't think that's going to happen. I'll keep you guys informed. But until then, this is, well, now we're doing for this episode. So, until next time. And this has been Oscar LaMarca.